Hi, and welcome along to this week's podcast with myself, Alison Craig, Alison's Diary, and the Sunday Mail. I don't know how your week's been. I hope it's been better than mine. Bit fraught this week for some reason. Can't imagine why. And I don't know about you, but I have no sense of direction. Every time I go to Glasgow, I get lost. So you would think, get a train and walk, Alison. But no, I insist on taking my car because I'm a lazy lump. So I'd like to take this opportunity to thank my mum for genetically bearing me with no sense of direction. And I think you'll hear here that I'm feeling a little stressed and things are not quite in control. Okay, I'm going to use my initiative. I'm going to come off the M8 and then I'm going to be very lost and confused and stressed because I'm now 26 minutes late for this lunch and I hate people that are late and now I am one of them. And my blood pressure's high and my nose is peeling and I've put on too much makeup so my face is orange. And I can't walk in these shoes, and now I'm in a traffic jam. Well, I did get there eventually. Unfortunately, my hold-up tights fell down during the lunch, which was most attractive, as you'll find that being a grown woman, wandering around with those funny baggy things around your ankles. And no, I'm not talking about my legs. Still, I think it would be fair to say, and as this is the fourth podcast, it's about time I admitted it. I had PMT. I know that'll shock you. It didn't shock a friend of mine who sent me this, though. It's an interesting piece of scientific research which has just been published, and it says here, a recent scientific study found that women find different male faces attractive depending on where they are in their menstrual cycle. For example, when a woman is ovulating, she'll prefer a man with rugged, masculine features. And just before she's menstruating, she prefers a man doused in petrol, set on fire, with scissors in his eyes and a cricket stump shoved up his arse. I have to say, I don't know what she's talking about. I mean, when I imagine George Clooney, it's certainly not like that. However, as these things tend to get a bit stressful, I find a couple of glasses of wine do help things slide down. And I was delighted because I then bumped into a very old friend of mine, Derek Preston.
We're back.
Uh-huh. So tell me, I do like your star chit-chat. You've got star chit-chat.
Okay, so there's a new hotel opened up around the corner from us called the Gramercy Park Hotel, so it's all very she-she, and it's with Julian Schnabel, the artist, has collaborated with Ian Traeger, and we were in having cocktails to discover that Paris Hilton's banned from it, and they would not let her in, but they let us in.
Obviously, they've got no taste. No, why did they ban her?
No taste. Because she wasn't pretty enough.
Are you pulling my log?
No, they said they didn't want the likes of her in the hotel.
I just love that. Oh my God, have you seen Paris in the flesh?
No, we've not. But I did walk over. What's the guy that was in? I saw the guy who was in Lord of the Rings, the lead one.
But at this stage, he's holding his hand up to about his waist height.
No,
the wee one.
Little. No, the guy with the big bug eyes.
Frodo. What's his name?
Yes.
What's his name?
I have no idea. Anyway,
what's his name? He was the star of the film.
He was crossing the road with me the other day with a cup of. What's for Starbucks coffee?
I can't remember his name.
Neither could I.
What's his name?
But he's very short.
Is that why he was cast as one of the Shire?
I think that's probably why he was cast as one of the little ones, because he's tiny.
Did you pat him in the head or anything?
I did almost.
Listen, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.
And if it's driving you absolutely mad, of course, he was talking there about Elijah Wood. He was that yon boy in Lord of the Rings. That's it for this week. I'll be back again next week for another podly cast, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Remember, Alison's Diary, the Sunday Mail, www.sundaymail.co.uk/podcasts. Till next time, have a good week. Bye.